That's our Ring Times the Lemon Avenue, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, I suppose some of you folks are starting out on your vacation today, or maybe just a short weekend trip. Well, before you close that suitcase, let me ask you a question. Did you remember to pack the Alka-Seltzer in with your toothbrush and bathing suit? I hope you did, because you might run into a few situations where you really want Alka-Seltzer something. Traveling usually means fatigue, late hours, and irregular meals. An acid indigestion might come along late at night to make you miserable, or one of those nagging headaches from too much exertion. Believe me, you'll be glad you have friendly Alka-Seltzer right there, ready to come to the rescue with its fast, dependable relief. Yes, there's just nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. And don't forget, ask your druggist for an extra package of Alka-Seltzer to take with you on your trip. Buy Alka-Seltzer to take along. It means a lot when things go wrong. That extra package is what you want to take on your vacation jaunt. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellows are still having trouble with the sack of 5-year-old mail that was delivered to Pine Ridge. And as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum over at the Jot 'em Down store with Abner discussing Grandpappy Spears, who was the latest victim of an old letter.
So what I can't see is why Grandpap and Charity drove clean to Arkadelphia to visit Grimy Ludlow if Grandpap hates him so much.
Well, see, Lum, he figured that Grimy wouldn't be home.
Well, that's even worse, driving all that way to visit somebody that ain't even there.
Well, that was the whole idea.
What?
See, Grandpap had this letter, and I never knowed it was one of them 5-year-old letters, because I never seen it. And it said that Grimy Ludlow and his family was coming to Pine Ridge to visit the Spearses for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but that was one of them letters that was in that sack of mail that was sold 5 years ago, and we just delivered the other day.
I know, but Grandpap didn't know that. He thought this was a new letter. And he knowed he couldn't go through another 2-week visit with Grimy. So he was trying to study up some way of being gone when Grimy and his family got over here without hurting his woman, Charity Stevens. See, she just loves and admires all the Ludlows.
So Grandpap figured he'd go to Arkadelphia because he thought they'd be up here.
Yeah, yeah. It was sort of my idea.
It sounds like it, all right. I wouldn't like to be in your shoes when Grandpap finds out the Ludlows are sitting right there. Oh, is he going to be mad at you?
Well, yeah, but he'll be clean over there in Arkadelphia, so he can't do nothing coming.
And what about when he gets back to Pine Ridge?
Uh-oh. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to go to Arkadelphia then.
You better go summer.
Oh, yeah, high spring season.
Well, this all just bears out my notion that them 5-year-old letters never ought to have been gave out. All they do is just cause trouble.
Yeah, they ain't done nobody much good, I'll say that for me.
I wish Dick Huddleston would hurry and get back. Then I could just turn everything over to him. I don't believe I'm much cut out for postmaster work, no how.
Well, I... well, howdy, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Abner.
Come on in.
Yeah, what are you doing over here, Cedric? You're supposed to be watching the post office for me.
Yes, Mom, I know it, but I can't work for you no more, Mr. Lum. Gotta quit.
Well, you can't quit now, Cedric. I gotta have somebody to help me over here.
Yeah, why don't you just hang on a few more days, Cedric, and Dick Huddleston ought to be back for long, and Lum won't need you no more.
Well, I've got to leave right now, though. The government wants me.
Give him?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, my goodness, what have you did now, Cedric?
Nothing that I know of.
It's got you on circumstantial evidence, son.
Well, I don't know. They got me. That's all I know.
Oh, that's
good. Wait a minute. What's this all about, Cedric? How do you know the government wants you?
Of course, I got a hearing from the president.
The president?
Yes, ma'am. I got the greeting.
Well, for the land's sake, I never know that he knows you that well, Cedric. How old are you now?
They weren't birthday greetings, silly.
Huh?
Cedric's been drafted.
Drafted?
Why, sure. Ain't that right, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, that's it.
Oh, who are we fighting now?
Well, this is just a peacetime draft. Did you never read the newspaper?
Oh, yeah.
I never know they was actual taking them yet, though. How soon do you have to go, Cedric?
Well, right away. I'm supposed to be at the draft board at the county seat at 6 a.m. the 17th.
17th? Well, doggy, that's tomorrow, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. I'm leaving right away so as I can get me a room at the hotel there and get a good night's rest and be ready for them. I may just put up at the wagon yard, I don't know.
Yeah, well, anything you wouldn't want to make that drive in the morning and be wore out when you got.
Oh, I want to be on my tippy toes for this.
Yeah.
This is my big chance.
Yeah.
I never made it in the last war, so I want to be sure and get in on this one.
Yeah. Well, you're older now, Cedric, and you've had several more years of schooling in the third reader since then, too.
Yeah. course, I sort of hate to leave the third grade right now because I'm just sort of beginning to catch on to some of that junk.
Yeah, well, when you get back, you can take up your schooling where you left off, Edward.
Right back to the third reader.
Yeah, lots of soldiers have done that. And in your case, I don't believe you'll be losing a whole lot of ground, Edward.
No, Mom, I won't lose none. No.
Oh. Well, howdy, Ben. You're just in time to say goodbye to Cedric.
How's that?
Cedric's being drafted.
Fine. Well, what move?
I just told you. Cedric here is leaving for the county seat to be drafted into the Army.
Well, my spies are right. Congratulations, Cedric, my boy.
Thank you, Mom.
We'd better put on a little farewell party for Cedric tonight.
Well, he's leaving right away, Dan.
Yes. Can you make it by 8 o'clock tonight, Cedric?
Mom?
He ain't gonna be here, Ben.
How's that, Ben?
I said he...
How would you like noodles and meatballs, Cedric?
Yeah, I like them fine.
Better have hot dogs. They're always good at plenty. Can you bring some pickles, Lum?
Yeah, I could bring them, but I don't know where I'd bring them to or what for.
Abner, you can be head of the game committee.
Ben, there ain't no use planning this party. Cedric can't make it.
He can't. Is that true, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. I'm leaving right away.
Well, that's a shame. Well, that means you're going to miss the party. Now, just tell me where you're going, and I'll drop you a postcard telling you all about it.
Yes, Mom. Send it to me in care of some army camp, I think.
Army camp?
Yes, Mom.
You're not being drafted, are you?
Yes, Mom, that's just what I'm being.
Well, my stars alive. Congratulations, sir.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
You know, Lum, we ought to get up a little farewell party for sure.
What happened to the other party?
Why?
Look, Ben, you might just as well get this party idea out of your head. We couldn't have one for him if we wanted to.
Yeah, I've got to leave. So long, everybody.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Let me shake hands with you, Cedric. It might be a long time before I see you again.
Yes, Mom.
Now, you be a good boy, Cedric. And mind the general. Be sure and wrap up a card once in a while.
Yes, Mom.
Here. Don't start puddling up that way. Recollect, you're a big soldier boy now.
Yes, Mom.
Take your heavy shoes along. They do quite a bit of marching in the army.
Yeah, so long, Cedric, old boy.
So long, Miss Lum.
Now, Cedric, now you just got to cut out that blubber. Now, what's the general going to think of you?
I don't know.
You don't wear your eyes all red. He'll think you're an officer.
I just need help.
You'll be all right, Cedric. Just take your heavy shoes along. What branch are you going to get into, Cedric?
Branch? I ain't going into no branches. I'm going into the army.
Well, that's a wise choice. And I'll tell you what, Cedric, I think I can help you get a good start there. I served for a brief period on the Mount Ivy draft board during the last war. I'd be more than glad to use my influence to get you a good position.
Ben, I wouldn't bother with that. Cedric's going to have a hard enough time as it is.
Right. Wait a minute, Cedric. I'll just sit right down here and write off a little note for you to take. Have you got a piece of paper around here I can use, Abner?
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Lum, would you mind to keep my bird whistle for me till I get back?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yeah, here you are, Ben.
Much obliged. I'll have this done with this.
You can blow the whistle if you want to, Mr. Long.
Well, to be honest, I don't believe I'll have many occasions for blowing a bird whistle.
Well, I wish one of you would blow it once in a while. It keeps it in better shape. Would you mind blowing it for me, Mr. Abner?
I don't know how to blow on a bird whistle, Cedric. Why don't you take it along with you and entertain the troops?
Well, maybe I better.
Oh, they'd love it.
Mr. Abner, there's one thing I'm kind of worried about. I hate to be leaving it. Just this time, maybe you could sort of help me out.
I'll be glad to do whatever I can, Cedric. Now, what is it you're worried about?
Heels being. I'm just scared to death that Miss Akers O'Reilly's going to drop him sometime, and if she does, it'll kill him. Be a good 20-foot fall.
Oh, at least that. Then it gets worse all the time, because every day she gets taller and heels gets a little shorter, I believe.
I noticed that, too.
Oh, Lord, yes.
All right, here you are, Cedric. You just take this note and hand it to the adjutant corporal at the draft board there, and you'll be taken care of.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all.
What did it say, Cedric?
Oh, I don't believe I can read it.
Yeah, let me see. To the draft board whom it may concern. This will introduce Cedric Weehunt, who is a bright young boy. Well,
someday I'm going to catch on to that rootin' junk, too.
Young Lester Weehunt comes to you highly recommended by me, a farmer, Mount Ivy Draft Board member. He has high qualifications, and I will consider it a favor to me if you will see your way clear to starting the boy out as an officer. Preferably a captain, or possibly a colonel, as ever Benjamin Franklin Withers. Well,
you'll handle that, Cedric. You'll be amazed at what'll happen.
Yes, well, I better get going. So long, everybody.
Yeah, so long, Cedric, old boy.
Good luck, Cedric.
Yeah, take care of yourself, Cedric.
Yeah, we'll be seeing you, Cedric.
Yes,
About 2 years.
Yeah, we won't be seeing him around here for a while. Sure gonna miss him, too.
Yeah, look, there he goes, driving away in his car. Bless his heart. Bless his heart.
Yes, right, young boy.
Yeah, I wish we could have had time to give him a farewell party. This had all come up so fast, though.
Say, I'll bet you hear something he'll need. It's a draft letter. Must have dropped out of his pocket.
Yeah, he'll need that.
Well, it's too late to catch him now.
Well, they'll have his name there on their list anyway.
Greetings from the president.
Oh,
6 a.m., 17th of... Say, he's a couple of months late.
Huh?
This is for the 17th of May.
Let me see that thing.
See right there? May.
Now, Granny's, wait a minute. He's later than that. This is for 1943.
1943?
He got a hold of another one of them five-year-old letters.
Well, what kind of a reception is Colonel Weehunt going to receive at the draft board?